Even if you can get a reservation, most American office workers don't make time for a sit-down lunch. A new study finds that these days lunch hour is more likely lunch half hour, and people aren't necessarily eating. To find out what they are doing, Morning Edition headed into downtown Washington, D.C. at high noon. Beth Lieberman puts in 3 miles on a treadmill at the YWCA, a fact she would like to keep from her boss.
It's one of those things, don't ask, don't tell, you know. I don't know, I feel guilty, but it works for me, and I think in the long run it works for him.
Of course, we won't be telling. Actually, the Steelcase Workplace Index survey, in comparing its responses to one taken 9 years ago, found that people now are a little less guilty about taking a full hour for lunch. And when they do go to a restaurant, they probably feel like Jennifer Earle, who was in town for a medical conference.
This is a luxury for us today to be here in Washington doing this.
Jennifer Earle and a colleague were waiting for a table at an upscale seafood restaurant. Earle usually grabs a sandwich and a Coke from the vending machine at her office, but what really gets her through the day isn't lunch.
It's chocolate.
He keeps a candy jar, huge candy jar on his desk, full of chocolate candy. So the minute that energy level starts going down, we all run in and have candy.
Kevin Friend is in line at a sandwich shop. He usually eats at his desk, which can get messy, but the mayonnaise dripping from his sandwich has an upside.
Actually, grease is good. It looks good on my deliverables. It makes my partner know that, hey, I've been working.
Perhaps to make up for all those working lunches, the Steelcase study also found Americans are working less on weekends. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.